Despite being created so many years ago, Arthur Conan Doyle's brilliant yet slightly drug-addled detective is still as beloved as ever. To celebrate their latest exhibition all about Sherlock Holmes, the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences are having an after-hours massive late event. Joining the line is their mass program producer, Isabel Kingsley. Good morning, Isabel.
Good morning, Sophie.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
What is with him that everyone just adores? Because, like, even in his past depictions and present depictions, he's a bit of an asshole.
Yes. Look, I guess it's just that, you know, he has a really cool job. I mean, who doesn't want to be a detective? We when we were kids, we all wanted to, you know, at some point solve a mystery or, you know, solve some kind of crime, or that stuff just resonates with people. It just gets us excited, doesn't it?
Mm. And, you know, there's this whole vision of figuring things out just through, like, looking at things, the tiniest little details. Do you think people now are starting to do that a bit more when they kind of look at people and it's like, I think I can figure you out just like Sherlock?
Yeah. And I think it's just the whole, you know, yeah, being able to dig deeper and yeah, like you said, look at all that, the detail and also we all kind of like the gruesome stuff too. So, you know, the blood splatter and the fingerprints and, you know, it's kind of exciting.
We live in a world where crime procedurals really dominate our screens. Do you think
Yes.
that was started off in a way by Sherlock Holmes?
Oh, yeah, I would say so. I would say that it, you know, Sherlock definitely started that off. And then obviously its popularity just kind of prompted so much more of that on TV and in film, definitely, yes.
And in the new exhibition, what can people expect in it?
Yes, so the International Exhibition of Sherlock Holmes is coming to the Powerhouse Museum. It opens on Friday morning, but we have a sneak preview on Thursday night for some lucky people. So basically, it's his first time in Australia, and it's a really immersive experience. So it transports you back to Victorian London, and as you go through the exhibition, you become the detective and you're tasked with cracking the case by doing your own experiments. So it's really, really interactive. But there's also some really cool displays as well. So there's a recreation of the study of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the man behind the Sherlock legend. So some original manuscripts and first editions. There's also costumes and props from the shows and movies. And there's the world's most accurate recreation of 221B Baker Street, where Sherlock and Watson live. So it's super interactive, but it's also, like, just a beautiful space.
It's kind of interesting to say it's, like, this the most accurate. But 22B Baker Street never actually existed as an actual address, did it not?
Yeah, I think it's just... drawn from all the books and the movies and basically as accurately as possible they recreated it from what was described.
Sounds fantastic. Now this Thursday night is the massive late night, as you mentioned, where people can have a bit of a peek sneak. You're also doing heaps of activities on the night, including a forensic based workshop. What do people get to do there?
Yeah, so we have reached out to the awesome experts and scientists at UTS Forensics, and they're going to be doing some hands-on workshops so you can lift fingerprints, you know, do some blood splatter investigations. And the really cool thing is that you actually get to talk to people who do this as a living or are studying it right now. So, yeah, that's going to be really interesting. Another thing that we do at Massive Late, which people absolutely love, we call it Speed Meet an Expert. So it's kind of like speed dating, but you're not actually dating. So we have experts. So obviously this time it'll be all kinds of experts that work in investigative fields. So forensic scientists, criminologists, coroners, police officers, psychologists, those kinds of people. And you get to have a seat with them and have a bit of a chat with them, quite intimate, you know, two or three people with an expert. And then after about 10 minutes, we ring a bell and we encourage you to move around and find another expert. And people just really appreciate the chance to have a chat with people they normally wouldn't get to interact with.
I'm sure you've done it before. What was your experience doing these speeding dating sessions? Like, what did you find about these experts that you weren't expecting to find out before?
Well, the really great thing is that you don't know. I mean, it changes every time. You don't know who you're going to meet. So it's quite exciting. And people often think they're a little bit intimidated. They don't know what they might want to ask or, you know, but the conversation just flows. We do have little prompts to kind of help you have that, you know, that first conversation starter. But it's just so great to, I mean, some people have really, really cool jobs and you just don't know about them even until you do speed meet an expert. So I highly recommend that.
Excellent. Another exciting thing that's happening, it's one of my favorite games as a kid. Guess who? You're doing a real life version of this.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to get people to dress up with, you know, hats and glasses and wigs and stuff like that. And these people will be, you know, anyone who's in the museum who wants to be part of the actual board game. And then we're going to have a couple games of Guess Who where people come and kind of, you know, ask the questions and by elimination figure out, you know, who they're looking for. So I think it'll be a lot of fun, a bit of a giggle. You know, we don't take ourselves too seriously. So, yeah, I think that'll be a good one.
Excellent. And just to finish off, what part of the Massive Lates program are you most excited for?
Oh, that's a hard one. Look, there's going to be a VR tour of London sewers.
What?
And luckily it's smell free. So you're not actually going to smell anything. You're just going to kind of walk around. So it's the best tour you could probably ever get. You get to walk around the Victorian London sewers and kind of, it's almost like an escape room. So you kind of walk through and figure out your way around. So that's really, really cool. But there's also Sherlock trivia in the cafe, and there's curator tours. Like, a lot of the time when people come to the museum, they get to see the exhibitions but not necessarily get to hear from the people who put them together. And at Massive Lates next week, we're gonna have the curators on the floor in the museum giving tours of their exhibitions. So that's a really great benefit. You can talk to the curators, ask them all the questions you have about their exhibitions, and they're super interesting. So it's hard to pick a favorite.
It sounds so interesting. I'm sure every Sherlockian will be in love with this new exhibition. But Isabel, thank you so much for talking to us today on So Hot Right Now.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. Have a good day.